Good afternoon. Today is Friday, April 8th, and you're listening to the Ryersonian Weekly Wrap. I'm Emily Silva.
And I'm Christina Boticchio. We're bringing you the Ryersonian's biggest campus stories from the past week. In this week's episode,
Ryerson security alerts are in question after what appeared to be a gun was seen on campus last week.
Ontario's annual Sunshine List shows drastic disparities between men and women in the science and engineering faculties at Ryerson.
And we take a look at the issue surrounding OSAP's overpayments on student loans. But first, let's take a look at what happened in campus news this week.
In case you haven't heard, we have a new president here at Ryerson. It was announced March 30th on Twitter that Mohamed Lashemi will be our new university president. Lashemi has been serving as our interim president for the past 4 months after Sheldon Levy announced his resignation. Our new president began his career with Ryerson back in 1998 as a civil engineering professor. He has since worked under Sheldon Levy, overseeing the creation of a new Faculty of Science and representing Ryerson across the world on various projects. Here's to a new chapter, Ryerson.
A Ryerson graduate, Brady Lacroix, has named his baby after the university. Lacroix and his fiancée welcomed baby Ryerson Joseph Lacroix into the world on March 23rd. His fiancée, Tara, suggested the name initially because she knows how much of an impact the university made on him. The couple said their baby is happy and healthy.
Now onto some more serious campus news that is sparking concern. Ryerson security alert protocols have been called into question after a gun scare last week. Last Thursday at 1:25 a.m., an unknown male approached a group of Ryerson community members at Gould and Victoria and pointed what appeared to be a gun at them. Ryerson security was notified shortly after and then notified Toronto police as per protocol. This incident, however, was not reported to students and faculty until 28 hours later. Security alerts are usually sent out 1 to 2 days after an incident takes place on campus, which is raising concerns over immediate threats that are reported.
A new study has found that minority students have a harder time finding jobs and are whitening their resumes to make the job hunt a little easier. The study was conducted by the University of Toronto and Stanford researchers. It showed that about 40% of minority students who apply for jobs whiten their resumes. This means that they'll either change their names to anglicized ones or leave out certain experiences to downplay their ethnicity. This study showed that people who whitened their resumes got more job callbacks.
Ontario's annual Sunshine Report revealed a large gender disparity among women in science and engineering faculties. The report was released last Thursday, and it looks at public sector workers that earned an annual salary of more than $100,000. It found that women in Ryerson's Faculty of Engineering and Architectural Science make up only 24 out of the 153 faculty members that earn over $100,000. The faculty has been trying to create gender parity, but Ryerson President Mohamed Lashemi believes this is simply because many women are choosing not to study these fields and therefore don't end up in these career paths.
Speaking of people making more money than others, some students have been getting more OSAP money, but by accident. The Ontario Student Assistance Program has been overpaying students and now wants its money back. So let us explain this rather complicated situation. The Toronto Star released an investigation into OSAP on April 1st, and it revealed the student loan program has handed out over $700 million in overpayments since 2009. An overpayment, according to OSAP, is when a student has received more in loans than they are entitled to. And this can be due to two reasons. One, the student provided an inaccurate estimate of income when applying for OSAP. And two, the student reduced the number of classes taken during the school year, thus reducing their tuition. The first time a student is overpaid by OSAP, they receive a warning and the debt is added to the total the student will have to pay once out of school. But the second time an overpayment occurs, the student must repay the second overpayment in order to be eligible for further student aid. This is exactly where issues for post-secondary students with loans arise.
As the school year comes to a close, so does the athletic season. Ryerson Athletics celebrated its record-breaking year by honoring some of the university's top athletes at its annual awards banquet. The awards took place on April 2nd, and basketball was still the talk of the town. Basketball stars Aaron Best and Kenesha Ping-Giles were named Male and Female Athletes of the Year. Best is a fifth-year basketball senior and helped the Rams earn their second consecutive bronze medal at the Canadian Inter-University Sport Finals. Ping-Giles is also a fifth-year veteran on the women's basketball team and led her team to its first-ever CIS silver medal. Figure skating and volleyball also had a standout year and were recognized at the awards. Way to finish strong, Rams.
Last night, the journalism program celebrated another year of outstanding work from students and faculty. The Journalism Course Union put on its third annual A Grand Affair Bash. Students and faculty got to dress up and honor the best the program has to offer through a series of awards. Congrats to all the nominees and award winners. It's been a great year, J-School.
Well, that's it for our show this week. To learn about the stories we've talked about today and more, visit us at ryersonian.ca and follow us on Twitter at The Ryersonian. Until next week, I'm Christina Boticchio.
And I'm Emily Silva. Thanks for listening.